I find that there are three things which happen very often when I'm a storyteller. The first thing that happens is people want to tell me a story, and I usually listen because you never know when you might get a new insight on a story, a new way to tell a story, or something different that you haven't tried before. The second thing which happens is that they want me to tell them a story. And sometimes I do, depending on the circumstances or how I feel. And the third thing which happens is they ask me, well, Alfred, how did you get into storytelling? And that's what I want to tell you. When I was 7 years old in the summer of 1940, my mother sent me down from Washington, D.C. to Orangeburg, South Carolina, to live with my grandmother, my grandma Alice, my father's mother. And Grandma Alice was a storyteller. In the summertime, when the weather was good, and after the chores were done in the evening, before bedtime, we would sit on the front porch. Grandma would sit in a rocking chair, and she had an old bucket she would fill with rags, and she'd pour a little kerosene on it and some water, and she'd light it, create smoke to keep the mosquitoes away. And my cousin Inez and I would sit in the swing, and Grandma Alice would tell us stories. They were sometimes stories about members of the family, stories about people in the small town that we lived in, and stories about the stars and heavens. And sometimes we'd look up, we couldn't see the Big Dipper, and we'd say, Grandma, what happened to the Big Dipper? And she said, oh, God's thirsty. He needed a drink. So he took it and got himself a drink. He'll put it back when he's finished. And in the wintertime, when we couldn't sit outside because of the weather, we'd sit inside. We didn't have electricity. We had kerosene lamps, and Grandma would use her hands and the shadows from the lamp, and she'd make animal figures with their shadows on the wall, and she would tell us stories about Brer Bear and Brer Fox and all those kind of things. And I would then take Grandma's stories, and I would tell them to my cousins or anybody else who would listen. But I really, really got started in storytelling, I can tell you exactly the day. It was April 24, 1933, which is the day before I was born. And God had all of us little babies lined up, ready to come into the world. And he was giving us our final instructions. And he said to me, he says, Alfred, what do you want to do? I said, well, Lord, maybe I'd like to make people laugh a little bit. He said, okay, then in that case, I'll make you stand up comic. And I hesitated a bit. And he said, well, look, Alfred, don't have a lot of time now. What do you want to do for sure? I said, well, Lord, maybe I like to make people cry a little bit. He said, okay, I'll make you a doctor. They have to tell people bad news from time to time, make them cry, so I'll make you a doctor. I said, well, Lord, I'm not even so sure. Then God said, look, Alfred, I'm running out of time now. What do you want to do? I said, well, Lord, what I'd really like to do is make people laugh a little bit and cry a little bit, but most of all, I'd like to make them appreciate this great role you've given us. And God said, in that case, Alfred, I'll make you a storyteller. And so I am. Here I am, Deacon Alfred, storyteller.